Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky. The heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. Early in the morning, I will celebrate the light. And when I stumble into darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. Precious Lord, reveal your heart to me. Father, holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, 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 Lord of heaven and earth.
You may be seated.
Here are today's announcements. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, morvalliance@shaw.ca. Our children, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, from 4 years old to grade five, will be dismissed after the singing time. There's a sign-up sheet in the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups are now running, and they're listed on the church's webpage. Our next youth event will be Saturday, November 16th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be at the church here, and it's going to be a games night. Those interested in being greeters on Sunday mornings, there's a sign-up sheet. As well today, if you want prayer for anything, there'll be somebody in the back corner at the end of the service where you can get prayer. One other thing is, you might have seen this, I mentioned this last week, it's a membership nominating committee. So on one side is listed all the members. On the other side, it's information of how to do it. So this committee is made up of the pastor, two members, two elders. And so what we're trying to do is from the congregation, the membership, nominate two members. And so on the back side, it'll have the list of people's names, circle two of them. If you're on the membership list, then sign this. Either put it in the offering box or at Mora's office. That's all the announcements.
Okay, we're going to continue worshiping. You can stand if you're willing.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain moved. And as I walk through the shadows, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. When all I see is the cross, Lord, you see the empty tomb. So when I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. In almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He wonderful? Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He wonderful? Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. When the daylight breaks with the morning dew, you are so good to me. When the evening comes, when the day is through, you are so good to me. And your love is wild, and your promise true. You are so good to me. And your heart is kind in all you do. You are so good to me. How perfect are your ways, how endless is your grace. Forever I will sing your praise. You are so good to me. The blessings come when life brings pain. You are so good to me. When the shadows fall and the seasons change, you are so good to me. Perfect are your ways, how endless is your grace. Forever I will sing your praise. You are so good to me. On heaven's shore, you'll call my name. You are so good to me. And a thousand tongues of angels sing. Blessings come when life brings pain. You are so good to me. When the shadows fall and the seasons change, you are so good to me.
Okay, you can greet each other, and the kids are dismissed.
Good morning. For our prayer time this morning, we're going to use Psalm 86. Let's pray. In adoration, hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. Lord, they will praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come express your devotion and love for this amazing and wonderful God that we serve. Confession. In confession, we hear the words of verse 11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so I might honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures and pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Thanksgiving. Our hearts overflow with the words in verse 12 and 13. With all my heart I praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give you glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. We are children drenched in the love of God. How has his love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, let us bring these incidences before God. Supplication. Listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 to 7. O Lord, you're so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I'll call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you'll answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. Let's bring our request before him. We pray for Michael and Sabrina, for Ben and Marge, for Lou and Harold, Wilford and Monique, for Cynthia and Jill, for Moira's mom, Taylor and Rebecca, for Shirek and Jermaine and their family, for Faith, for Tammy and her family, Corrine and Isaac, Shannon and Cam, Leona and Evelyn, Philbert and Calissi and their family, for Corey and Lorianne, some of the places around the world, Botswana, Burkina Faso, for Chad, Ukraine, Iran, Gaza, Israel, Lebanon. We pray for peace. And God, in our own country of Canada and then United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then we come to you with all our unspoken requests, the things that weigh heavy on our hearts, the things that make it hard for us to sleep at night. God, we give you these things that are too great for us to carry, knowing that you love us and care about every part of our lives. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus taught us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's scripture comes from Hebrews 12, 1 to 13. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your life in your struggles against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, "My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. As you endure this divine discipline, remember, God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you, as he does all of his children, it means you're illegitimate and are not really his children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it happens. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that all those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong."
"'Tis too sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the said the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Oh, for grace to trust Him more. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end.